Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hits.
One in every six NCT centres has no tests available before August. That means if you go online today and you're in Dublin, Cavan, Louth, Kildare, and you want to get your car NCT'd, you are looking at a date probably the end of August, maybe September. As of yesterday evening, almost 60% of the centres had no tests available in the next 5 months. On the booking website, the NCT service advised that some customers may only see appointments for mid-2023, as they only post around one-third of the appointments online. The website states that the remaining two-thirds of the appointments would be open 2 weeks ahead when they finalise staff schedules for the week. And the last time lengthy backlog was met by drivers, applause were the company of the contract for the NCT Centre for Ireland, the company which runs the NCT service. They advise people that they should be able to get ahead of the queue if they ring instead of using the online booking service. A spokesperson for applause said NCTs are experiencing high demand at present. However, test appointment slots for the next number of weeks are being released continuously across all NCT centres, and many slots become available through cancellations or rescheduling of appointments. I can give personal experience that before Christmas it doesn't happen, because I was onto them on three occasions over the space of 3 days trying to get a cancellation, and I couldn't get one. And I've asked for callbacks, everything, didn't get them. So basically I was just told to go back online and make another appointment. Anyway, some customers who go online may only see appointments for mid-2023. However, if they require an earlier appointment than those available online, we're asking them to go online and place themselves on a priority list. The option to add your vehicle to a priority list can be found during the booking process. The vast majority of customers who are using priority lists receive an appointment within 4 weeks. They said they are also exploring other avenues to help manage this demand, which they hope to launch in early 2023. But what has your experience been? What has your experience been with the NCT in relation to booking, in relation to actually having your test done? There are questions now being raised over the professionalism of the test results, whether they're fails or passes, whether they're people are competent to do the test. I know most of the tests are probably computerised anyway, but allegedly I think they're supposed to be qualified people doing them. Are they? I mean, did you find, there was a video, an interesting video online by a mechanic, which was put up on Facebook during the week, and again, I can't verify the validity of it, but he had suggested that a car had gone in and it had failed on front brake pads, but when he checked the front brake pads, they were perfectly fine, but yet he said the two back brake discs needed to be replaced, and that wasn't even spotted by the NCT, and they were at a dangerous level. So he said the NCT, as far as he was concerned, wasn't worth what they were actually doing. It wasn't worth the money you were paying for it. In other words, that they weren't doing it properly. Now, there are always going to be mistakes. There are always going to be problems. There are always going to be things that would be missed. There are always going to be fails that shouldn't be fails and passes that shouldn't be passes. That's going to happen. That's human nature. But overall, how have you found the NCT? In your experience, either booking an NCT or just when you entered for the NCT, how did you find the experience? Were you happy with the experience? A lot of people want to know, by the way, if their NCT is up, will they get penalty points if they're stopped by the guards? I can only assume that you won't. I'm not a Garda Síochána, and if you are a member of a Garda Síochána and you are listening, I know you're not allowed on the air, maybe you could text us and let us know if there's, you know, a memo has gone out in relation to this, because it would be grossly unfair to give people penalty points for an NCT when they can't get a booking for at least 6 or 7 months. That would be grossly unfair because it's not their fault they can't get it. I assume when you're stopped by the guards, if you can show them an email or, you know, from the NCT centre to say that you've made a booking, I can only assume that would have to be enough because there's nothing more you can do about it. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. If you are a guard, please let us know as well what the protocol is at the moment in relation to NCT. That's 087-188-0008. You can WhatsApp or text. Catherine, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. How you doing, Catherine?
Hey, now.
How you doing, Catherine? Now, you had an issue. So you booked when?
The end of November.
So you booked your NCT at the end of November, and when what date did you get?
June
2023.
Yeah.
So six. Yeah. So 7 months essentially.
Like everything in this country, you drag the heels on everything.
So and is your it's NCT like is your NCT up at the moment?
Well, it will be in a few weeks. Next week.
Okay, so it's due this month.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to wait 6 months now. Did you try going on, as they said, a priority list?
Yeah, no. They told you're ringing and you're not getting through, and your email and nothing happening.
No, so, I'll be honest with you. I did ring them 3 times before Christmas, and I had no problem getting through.
Yeah.
I did get through to somebody after about, 10 or 15 minutes on hold. I did actually get through to somebody. They just couldn't do anything for me.
Exactly, yeah.
But I did get through.
Tuam was the nearest.
Tuam?
June, yeah.
Oh, June, sorry. June was the nearest date they could give you.
Yeah.
So are you worried now that you might get stopped?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Right. And what are you going to say? Have you got an email there from the NCT
just
Centre?
Just an email on the phone, that's it.
Well, I suppose that's all you can hand the guard, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
I mean, what can you do? It's not your fault.
No.
And I
asked him, can you do anything quicker? Because this car, you need it for work, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You just have to wait, and that's it, I was told.
I mean, 2 to 3 weeks would be an acceptable wait time for a service like this. It should be 2 to 3 weeks, not 6 months.
That's what we thought, and then the car was left in to get a service and everything.
Yeah.
The service paid for it now, and then we're told 6 months down the line. It's disgraceful. Disgraceful.
And in the past, when you've got your NCTs in the past, I'm assuming you've got some in the past.
Yeah.
You haven't had to wait anywhere close to that, have you?
No. About 4 weeks, probably. Mm-hmm. But this is a bit ridiculous.
I'm assuming, I don't know as to why this is happening, but I'm assuming the backlog has been caused by COVID and the lack of staff.
I think it's the lack of staff, yeah.
Yeah.
An awful lot of people went home. Woken up and fingers went home.
People who might have lived in Poland or places like that or whatever. Yeah, and they didn't come back again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. And is that normally where you get yours done, which is North Point, isn't that what they call it?
Yeah, yeah.
Ballymun there.
Ballymun, yeah.
Yeah, and that's where I would normally go as well, so it's a handy enough one there to do. But they are probably the busiest.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
And have you tried booking your NCT, in Green Hills, one up in Green Hills, or Font Hill there, or there's a couple of other ones around Dublin. Have you tried booking any of those ones?
I tried to book them, and the nearest one, someone said September, I think.
September, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, this is really forcing you to get buses and that.
Yeah.
And it's impossible to get a bus to work where I live.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, let me just go to Carl as well. Stay there, Catherine. Carl, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Carl, your daughter had the same problem, so what did she do?
How are you, Niall? Yeah, well, her NCT was due the end of December 2022.
Yeah.
So I went online to book it, and I kept putting it down as Font Hill.
Yeah.
Which is where we are situated in Glasnevin. They say Font Hill is the nearest test centre to us, which is a load of nonsense because it's only 5 minutes from Ballymun North Point.
Yeah.
So I rang the NCT centre rang them up, and the guy on the phone said, look, I can get you in as a priority. You can get it done within the next 28 days. So I says, okay, that's grand. Appreciate that. Happy days. So I got a text message off and say your car is put down on the priority list. You'll receive a text within the next week to 10 days to say when it's due in. And I got a text then to say it was due in on the 6th. Of January or the 7th of January of this year. No, it's done and out. Went in, did the test, didn't pass it on the first go, a couple of visuals, but got them sorted out, went back up, got it checked again within 2 days, and I passed it.
Okay. So, see, Catherine, there you go, Catherine, ring them up. Well, did you try ringing them, Catherine, or did you just give up?
Yeah, I did, yeah.
And did you ask, Carol, to get yourself put on a priority list?
Yeah, and the guy said no. She said...
She said no.
Too many people trying to get on it, she said. Give it a week or two and ring again. So it's at this point, we just give up. I just wait until June now.
But then I did get that response as well, that I was told to ring back on Monday. And I might get a cancellation. Then I was told to ring back the next day and I might get a cancellation. And then I just I gave up at that stage.
Yeah. That's all you can do.
Mm.
So I have to drive to work.
Well, as I said to you, I you know, it, as long as you have the email there saying you have it booked, I can't see the guard doing anything about it. I don't know for sure because I'm not a guard.
Yeah.
You know?
Nobody seems to know.
I'm looking here. Somebody says, now, I can't validate this, right? But it says, hi, now, my partner is a member of an Garda Síochána, and she has advised that the guards are aware of the situation and will not prosecute drivers due to the current situation that is out of their control. Well, I would imagine that would be the case, because, sure, how can you charge somebody or give them penalty points for something they can't do anything about? But Karen, I that's great if you got it done that quick by ringing up. But other people have had different experiences. I suppose it depends on who you get on the phone.
It just depends who you get on the phone. I mean, I didn't even ask to go on a priority list.
Yeah.
The guy on the end of the phone says, I can put you onto a priority list. Maybe he was just in the festive mood. I don't know. But I got through it anyway. But I had this conversation with you, Niall, about 2 months ago, 3 months ago.
Yeah.
It's not the guards who you want to be worried about. It's your insurance company. Because if you haven't got a valid NCT, they don't have to identify you if you have an accident. And this is where the trouble is going to start.
Well, now,
people have accidents.
I was talking to a solicitor recently about this in relation to the NCT because a conversation came up about it. And he said, unless the accident is due to mechanical failure of the car, it would be unlikely that the insurance company would have any case against you at all if your NCT was up. So in other words, if your accident was due to somebody else running into you or having a crash or whatever, well then your insurance should still cover you. But if your insurance was due to worn, or your accident was due to worn tires, which, by the way, 1% of accidents are due to mechanical failure. So if it was due to something else, or there was something else wrong with the car while you had the accident and you'd no NCT, well, I think then the insurance company may have an issue.
Yeah.
You know, but again, it would be difficult for insurance companies to turn around to people at this very moment in time and say, we can't insure you.
Well, didn't they have a problem in the test centres with the hoist for checking the cars? I mean, that's what started the backlog in the NCT centres, because the hoists weren't in good working order to lift cars up.
Yeah.
Two years ago.
I do understand that they do come across problems every now and again. At one stage, I remember they had a problem with emissions too. They go to check the emissions on cars too. It was a bit oversensitive going back a while ago. But generally speaking, most of the test is automated, apart from the visual aspect of the inspection, which is about usually what people fail on, by the way, which are visual things, because that comes down to human error, doesn't it?
Yeah,
I had a car failed many years ago because the letters on my registration plate weren't the right size. I don't know what that's got to do with road safety, but yeah.
So I need to get a couple of quid.
An extra 20 quid out of you or something, yeah, I suppose.
I refuse to do an NCT on my own car.
Yeah.
I change my car every 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
As a disabled driver, it doesn't really cost me much, but the thought of putting a car through an NCT just
boils
my blood. I can't just...
It's like waiting for your leaving cert, isn't it?
It's crazy, absolutely ridiculous why we have to do an NCT. Even a new car is a taxi.
I've seen bangers coming out of the NCT centre with a pass, and good cars coming out with a fail for something stupid.
Yeah, but if you're going to use your car as a public service vehicle, like a taxi, that has to have an NCT or a DOE done as soon as it leaves the garage.
Yeah, oh, I know.
A brand new car.
Yeah.
And they're charged a second fortune for it.
You'd wonder why they want an NCT on a brand new car. A brand new car, because if it's not coming out of the factory roadworthy, there's a bit of a problem, isn't there?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's absolutely crazy. I mean, I had my daughter's car up in the tires at one of the visuals on this, I didn't even notice myself. But they said that tire is 6 years old and this one is only 3 years old. You'll have to change them. I'm like, how can you tell the
age of a tire?
The age of the tire. It's actually printed on, it's actually stamped onto the tyre.
What difference does it make as long as the tyre is in good working order? And what difference does it make what age it is?
What they say is because rubber deteriorates.
Ah, right.
You know.
So if a tyre is 6 years old, even though it might have lots of tread in it, they're going to fail it anyway. Is that what you're saying to me?
Yeah, because if it's sitting there, it's putting so much pressure on the sidewall, it's going to crack.
And what about classic cars? Some of them, the tyres on some of them be 20 or 30 years old.
Well, most of them are put up on the axle stands anyway.
All right.
Left sitting on the ground. People are instant.
But you don't need an NCT on a classic car anyway, so you don't?
No, I don't. Because you're not driving it full time.
Yeah.
You're only driving certain mileage a year or not.
Okay, okay, stay there for a second. Let me go to James as well. James, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids Radio. How are you doing, James? Oh, James, are you there? Hello, James. Earth calling James. Okay, let me go to Des. Des, you're on Ireland's Classic Kids Radio. How are you doing, Des?
Hi, Niall. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning to you. Now, you... Well, good afternoon, Des, actually.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, yeah. You had a bad experience.
Yeah, just... We had a... I think my wife has a 10-day Honda Civic. Lovely old SI model, you know. It's a lovely car.
Yeah.
And I drove Hondas all my life and never once came out of the garden and it didn't start. It was always the bulletproof cars, like, you know, they were and they were like Type R's and all the fancy cars I had, you know.
Yep.
And I had this lovely Civic now, and we got NCT for like, I think it was 4 months away or 5 months away. And in between that, then we changed our insurance, and then the insurance coming up at the time, we're looking for a up to date NCT report, which I didn't have because it was out of date and I was waiting for my NCT.
Yeah.
But the night my wife brought the car down to be NCT'd, she left it there, she went in, nothing wrong with the car.
Yeah.
And about 10 minutes into the NCT, they brought it outside, left it outside with all the windows down and called her name and they said, look, at your car failed and it's not going.
It's not going?
It's not going. It wasn't driving. They must have, I don't know what they did to get it out of the NCT, but the car didn't start.
Must have pushed it out, did they?
There was a problem in there with the car. So only, there was no report done on the car, no NCT done, which they didn't tell her that. So they left her stranded there. They said, there's no one that can help you here. We can't even get you.
I thought they're all meant to be mechanics.
Well, no one had jump lids in the NCT centre.
Ah, you're having a laugh.
No. I'm not Noel.
They didn't have a set of jump leads in an NCT centre.
No, and they wouldn't ask over the intercom, has anyone got a jump lead that could help this woman out? So they left her stranded there in the car park with the car, windows rolled down. I had COVID and I couldn't get anyone else to go down to her, so I had to go down myself.
Oh my God. Now, I understand there may be health and safety or insurance reasons, but even to allow somebody to, over the tannoy, to say, does anybody have a set of jump leads that can help this lady out?
Yeah, nothing. They did nothing for her, Noel. I went down, jump-started the car, and they failed on the admissions because apparently they couldn't test the car. So I had a kind of, I got on to them about it. I said, it's not acceptable. And I was told that only certain NCTs might have jump leads, but it's at their discretion. So I have nothing good to say about the NCT, Noel.
No, I wouldn't think you would after. I wouldn't think you would after that experience. And because I assume the battery was just dead, was it?
Well, the battery wasn't dead going in, Noel.
Right.
The battery wasn't dead going into the NCT. It was perfect. The car drove in perfect.
And whatever. Well, it wouldn't have died in such a short space, even if somebody had left the lights on or left the ignition on or whatever.
Right. Well, it was very, very, very funny the way it came out. Not even NCT'd. And then I asked, it's an automatic and it has Tiptronic and it has the pedals on the steering and all.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was asking, how did they get the car out of the NCT if it didn't start? I would have thought an automatic, when it goes into lock, it may be changed now.
No, you can put them into neutral.
Put them into neutral.
Yeah, and just push it out.
They pushed it out.
Yeah.
But they didn't tell anything. They didn't say anything to her. They just left her outside. So that, no customer service was involved there.
Now, I don't know the insurance details of what they are and aren't allowed to do, but considering you've got 20 or 30 people working there who are meant to be all mechanics, or meant all to be mechanically minded anyway, certainly.
Yeah.
You'd imagine somebody would have helped her out a little bit.
Yeah, and they were more interested in their customer policy than they were of actual customers being looked after.
Okay, that's bad. That's
and then
bad
it
business.
Took me about a week and a half to get them to give me to send me a copy of to say that I had booked in an NCT just to cover my insurance to get a disc to operate my insurance.
So did you get another NCT then? Did you get an NCT in the end?
NCT, yeah.
And did it pass?
It passed, yeah.
Okay.
And I didn't go to the branch that I was told, don't go back to that branch, go to another branch. So I went to Lucan or Liffey Valley and got it.
And what, you didn't go there because you thought they might have had the NAS with you and you thought they wouldn't have given it to you?
The mechanic that I go to all the time, I was telling him about it and he says, don't ever go to that branch to get your car NCT. Don't ever. So I'll never go back to them. And they're only down the road from me. And right. I live in Dublin 24, so it doesn't. You don't have to put one and one together to find out where it is.
All right, okay. Well, look, I'm sorry to hear that. That's a pretty bad experience, all right. And I think I'd be pissed off as well if I was in the same situation as you. The least they could have done was even announce it over the tannoy. Although I do believe they should have been able to help her out. I can't understand why an NCT centre wouldn't have a set of jump leads just to help somebody out. Not so you can pass the test, I understand. There's obviously an issue with the battery. Maybe.
Yeah, so the test was
But just help her out.
Yeah. Just help her out.
Yeah.
And then they still charged me the extra money to go back and do the NCT
again. I'm sure they did. Yeah. All right, Les. Listen, Des, thanks for that. Bad experience without a shadow of a doubt. I'm sure people have a good experience too. James, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, James?
How are you doing, my friend?
Good. Nice to talk to you, James. Okay, so do you book your NCT?
I'm laughing at this morning. I just said this morning to go online to book it. And in Little Island and Cork, where normally do it. And it says, the other says July.
July?
Yeah, and then when I went to say, okay, I put in for the 8th of July, they said, no, no, you can't because yours is up in February, so you need to bring it forward more. But there's no spaces there. So I said, fix this now. So I rang up, head off the centre in Dublin, spoke to this fellow. He said, 1 second now, I can put you in for the 25th of February, which is next month.
And whereabouts are you going to go?
Little Island, where I'm supposed to go.
Where?
Little Island.
Okay, all right, okay. So it's not too far away from you.
No, that's where I normally go. But
okay, that's grand.
If you go online, it will be July. But if you go right up to your man, he'll put me in straight away for next month, which is due next month anyway.
Right, okay. So in other words, they brought it forward for you.
Yeah, and also on the guard thing, if the guard stops you and on the road and they say...
Where's your NCT?
Yeah. Once you can prove on your phone that you've booked the date, you're okay.
Yeah, I would imagine that would be the case, that once you can show that you've booked the date.
As long as you booked it, no problem.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do about it.
And after the fact, yeah.
Yeah. And when does your NCT expire, James?
It was supposed to expire on the 14th of February.
Right, okay.
I'm bringing another one on the 25th of February.
Okay, well, that's not too bad. You're only going to be a week without it.
I will say people should actually ring up the head office.
Yeah, I'm going to encourage everybody to do that now because from what I've been told by people... But that's a ridiculous system, isn't it? The whole point of doing it online is to be more efficient. But yet, people are telling me if you ring up, you can get an appointment next month. But if you go online, it's 6 months.
Yeah.
So what's the point? What's the point in having the online system?
Exactly. Well, when I say, okay, so they'll be not too busy, I'll wait 6 months. When I apply for 6 months later, no, that's too far away. You must try and bring it closer. And there's no one page there for me.
Yeah, okay. All right, everybody, you're listening to what James has just said, what Carl said earlier on as well.
Cheers, my friend.
Yeah, ring up. Thanks, Carl.
Thanks, bud. Bye-bye.
Thanks, James. Yeah, ring up. And by the way, they didn't say it themselves, by the way. Some customers who go online may only see appointments for 2023. However, if they require an earlier appointment than those available online, we're asking them to go online and place themselves on a priority list. And also, it mentions that you can ring. And you've just heard Carl, you've just heard James. If you ring up, allegedly, you'll get a quicker appointment. Didn't work out for me, by the way. But you might get a quicker one. And one of them did say to me, he says, oh, I know your voice. You're your man on the radio, aren't you? I thought that might have got me an earlier appointment. Yeah, didn't. So, if you ring up, seemingly, you will get an appointment quicker. But then that kind of brings into disrepute the whole system that they have, the online system they have. Clearly, things are not being done properly. The website states that the remaining two-thirds of appointments that are available will be open up to 2 weeks ahead of when they finalise staff schedules for the week. There seems to be a shortage of staff. That seems to be the case. We got a lot of messages, by the way, coming in on WhatsApp as well. Let me just play one or two of these for you here. Let me just see.
Niall, I'm a care assistant. My NCT is out since October. Oh, and when I booked it, I could only get May next year.
Yeah.
Now, if I can't drive, I can't work. So I am just driving and hoping I'm not stopped.
Ah, well, you'd be grand. Once you have the email saying you have it booked, you'd be grand. I'm looking at the messages. Hi, Niall. I tried to book the NCT at Green Hills and got an appointment for August the 4th. My wife has a driving test in April, but is going to have to cancel it because the driving instructor won't do the test in our car if the NCT is out of date. Why can't most garages do the NCT tests like they would in the UK with the MOT? Thanks, Vinny. Coincidentally, somebody else sent a message in saying, I was reading on the RSA website, you can still do your driving test with no NCT on the window once you have applied for it. That comes in from Eddie. Eddie, I don't know how true that is, but Eddie said he read it on the website. I imagine there's some element of truth in that at the moment, but I suppose it's up to the driving instructor themselves. Oh, pardon me. Now, let me go to Chris.
How you doing, Noel?
Chris, are you the man in the video that I saw?
I am indeed. That's me.
There was a kind of Facebook video went around viral there for a while. And
yeah.
Okay, so to clarify, the car was rejected and failed because of front brake pads were supposed to be knackered. But you put the car up on the ramp and you showed in the video that the front brake pads were perfect. Well, when I say perfect, they had plenty of meat on them. But then you went and had a look at the back brakes and the two back brake discs were shot.
Yeah.
And should have failed, but didn't.
Yeah, along with numerous other defects on the car, you know, like I run a I run a garage here in Balbriggan, and I've been in the motor trade for over 30 years. I employ three other mechanics and...
What's the name of your garage in Balbriggan?
It's Nolan Motors.
Nolan Motors, okay.
Nolan Motors. So like, we're well established. Everybody is qualified here. And we see this on a regular basis where customers are coming into us with NCT fails. Now, some of the fails are necessary, but we're seeing a lot of them that are...
What's the most common fail? I imagine it's brakes and suspensions, is it?
It would be, suppose, suspension, headlamp alignment, brake lines, stuff like that.
Headlamp alignment still a thing with modern cars with LED bulbs and all that kind of... Is it still an issue?
Very, very rarely.
Yeah.
Very rarely with the standard halogen bulbs in the older cars and stuff like that. Yeah. They would fail, you know.
Yeah.
But we're seeing a very poor standard of testing of the vehicle. The last 2 years anyway.
Yeah.
They're failing on ridiculous things. I had a customer in here not so long ago. She left the car in for service and it had just passed the NCT 2 days previously. And I came back to her with a list the length of my arm and she basically chewed the head off me saying, oh, my car only passed the NCT. So I had to physically bring her into the workshop. And I went through every individual.
She thought you were trying to scam her, like.
Yeah. She thought I was pulling the wool over her eyes. But
yeah.
This is quite common. So there's a couple of things about the NCT that I think are wrong. And I think there's a way to address it very easily. Like, one, the actual test itself, some of the procedures that they're doing, they have to be done. Like the likes of your emissions, your headlamp alignment, your suspension checks, all that. I understand all that has to be done, but the brake checks that they're doing, I think, is wrong because
this is the one on the rollers when they put the car on the rollers.
Testing your car in the rolling road, checking the brake pressures and checking for imbalances, that's fine, but they're not checking the condition of the brakes, right? They're only looking in the through whatever they can see through the hole in the wheel. Okay, so any mechanic will know, like, to check the brakes properly, you need to remove the wheels from the car because you have an inner and an outer brake pad.
That's right. They have
to be checked. You can't.
Can you see the outer one, the one closest to the wheel?
Some vehicles you can.
Yeah.
But not on every.
But when it's up on a ramp with a torch, can you not see it? No.
It depends on the vehicle. On the front brakes, yes, generally you can. But on the rear brakes, sometimes you can't see the inner brake pad.
Right, okay.
So we've had lots of incidents here where we've removed the wheels from the car. The car's just passed the NCT, and we look at the inner brake pad, and it's on the metal.
Yeah.
And we've had this numerous times.
What's the answer, without, you know, undergoing a complete change?
Yeah, well...
Is MOT the answer, similar to the UK, where, like, Nolan's garage is given a licence to test cars?
I think so, because... I think if they tendered out the NCT, the actual test procedure, to good independent garages where they would send out somebody from a government body that would come out and inspect your workshop, make sure you have all the appropriate equipment, plus that you have the right staff in place that are qualified, okay? Now,
the danger of the MOT situation is that if I'm a mate of yours, Chris... And, you know, I want my car passed. I just go, Chris, here, will you just give us an MOT on that there? And you go, but your back suspensions are, I'll get them done next month. Will you just give us the thing, you know?
To be honest with you, Noel, the investment in a modern workshop, years ago that would have happened. There would have been plenty of backhanders and brown envelopes from people. But nowadays, if you own an independent workshop, okay, the investment you have to put into that garage is colossal. You're talking hundreds of thousands of euros worth of equipment. It's not cheap to open up a proper garage nowadays. It's not cheap.
No, so you have to buy ramps and all sorts of things.
And all the test equipment. It would be a false economy. It would be a false economy. Plus, the fact that you're carrying out repairs in the garage. If you had a customer's car in for an NCT, like they have the MOTs in England, you could run it through, do your NCT test procedure, you can go back to the customer. You can say, look, you need X, Y, and Z.
I can't give you a cert without doing this, changing your brakes or whatever. And you could do it there and then.
And you could do it there and then. I think that's why there's two reasons why there's a backlog in the NCT. Well, three, obviously.
Staff is the main reason, I imagine.
Yeah, and plus the fact there's a shortage of mechanics in Ireland, okay? There's a shortage of skilled, qualified mechanics in Ireland because the motor trade has been unregulated in Ireland. It's never been regulated.
And by the way, when they say that all the testers in the NCT that work for Applause, they're all qualified mechanics. Are they qualified mechanics?
Well, you would.
Would you hire them?
Well, look, I don't work there. I don't employ these people. But I know people that work in the NCT. Okay, I have a few friends that have worked in a couple of the centres. They're now like they're advertising jobs for qualified. I think they're looking for level 5 qualifications. There's no such thing. No such thing. You either have a national craft cert or you don't have a national craft cert. If you don't have a national craft cert, you should not be testing vehicles in the NCT. You shouldn't.
Because you don't have the experience.
You're either a qualified mechanic or you're not. There's no such thing as a tester or a half a mechanic.
It's not bad money. I mean, I'm looking here, the salary is 55,000 a year.
Yeah, but that's okay. That's for a fully qualified mechanic. But what I've heard is that they're taking on guys. Now, but before I say this, Noel, I'm not being prejudiced, I'm not being racist, anything like that at all, okay? I would happily employ any foreign mechanic once he has the qualifications. But some countries don't have the qualifications to the equivalent of the national craft cert in Ireland.
Yeah, the same way as we wouldn't take on a doctor or a teacher from another country. Yeah,
exactly. So some of these guys don't have the same level of experience or qualification. So they're testing vehicles, they're failing them, and then the customer's coming into me with the fail sheet, and I'm looking at the car, and like that BMW I had in, I pulled the wheels off, I'm looking at, it was failed for front brake pads, the linings were too low, okay? I pulled the wheel off on both sides, I take out the brake pads. Nothing wrong with them. They're perfect.
No, I've seen them in the video. They look perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I had a couple of smart arses then saying, oh, well, show me the paperwork. Show me the brake discs on the car. We changed the brake disc on the car because the customer asked me to.
Yeah.
He says, look, while you're doing the brake pads, would you put new discs on? I said, fine. There was nothing wrong with his brake discs per se. They were okay. Small lip on the disc. But the brake pads were failed because there was no lining on them. There was nothing wrong with them. They were perfectly fine. And then we go to the back of the car. The coating had come off the brake disc completely on one side. And on the inner side, which I didn't show in the video, it was completely gone. Plus the brake pads on one side had gone down to the metal.
Okay. I get the gist of what you're saying, Chris. Yeah. And I think the whole system is broken.
Because the test as a unit, it's done wrong. There's things they could do to make it better and make cars more make them more safe for the road, because some of the cars that are leaving, they're not safe.
Okay, and your answer, and a lot of people have said this, is that we should adapt the British system, which is giving qualified mechanics and reputable garages. I'm not saying every back street garage, but reputable garages.
Give it to any Tom, Dick and Harry or Fred in the shed.
Fred in the shed, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I used to go to a Fred in the shed years ago. He was a great bloke.
I'm not talking to some of the Freds. Some of them are very good mechanics, but like it should be given to a good independent garage that has a workshop up to proper standards, ISO standards, with fully qualified staff in place. And the NCT test would speed up dramatically.
I get you. Well. Okay, look, I'm running out of time, Chris. I get you. Nolan's garage is bad breaking. By the way, just finally, Chris, before you go, are you concerned about the electric vehicles? Because there's not that much for you to fix anymore.
I'm training up on them at the minute, and so are some of the lads here. We're doing hybrids and electric vehicles. They will give some trouble. They will give some trouble.
Well, they still have suspensions, I suppose, and brakes.
Oh, yeah, they have suspension, tyres,
brakes,
everything like that. There's coolant in the batteries, and They will give a fair amount of trouble, you know. I have.
Yeah, but we no more overhead camshafts and pistons.
No. Not like that. No. But stick to the hybrids. Don't buy yourself an electric car.
Okay, I probably would take that advice myself. Listen, Chris, thank you very much indeed. Chris from Nolan's Garage in Balbriggan there believes that the whole system needs to change. David, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, David?
How's it going, Niall? How's it going?
Good. All right. What's your experience been with the NCT?
Recently, I think it was start of November. The NCT was up for renewal, so I went online, and it gave me a date for April.
Right. Okay.
So booked it anyway, and that's all I could do. I couldn't do anything else. And I one morning, then a couple of weeks ago, my partner had drove to Dublin, and the car stopped. She had packed up, and then when she went to start, it wouldn't start.
Okay.
So she gave me a call, and I said, like, I was in Drogheda, so I just said, I think it's better just to ring the breakdown assistance, because...
Yeah. It's for your insurance, really, is it? Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't really do anything from Drogheda, so... she rang them, and they refused to come out to her, because they told her then that her NCT was invalid and out of date.
Oh, no.
So she was stuck in Dublin then.
So the breakdown assistance cover on your insurance wouldn't kick in because the NCT was out of date on the car?
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
They wouldn't come out.
No, I could understand that under normal circumstances where you can get NCT tomorrow, you know what I mean? But not when you have to wait 6 months to get an NCT.
Yeah. And she explained everything on them. She said it's booked. We're booked in, but we couldn't get a slot for a couple of months, and she just wouldn't entertain it whatsoever, and just had to get a private breakdown.
You had to pay, what, £150 or something?
Yeah. Had to get towed down to Drogheda.
Oh, God. I'm sorry to hear that. That's a bit stupid.
That's my experience,
isn't it?
So, yeah.
That's not a good experience. So did you try ringing them, by the way, to get a sooner date?
I did then after that.
Okay.
So it's sorted now. But
and did you get your NCT in the end?
I have it now. Yeah.
Right, okay. Okay. So, okay. Well, look. Maybe for everybody out there, you should start booking your NCT a year before it's up. That's probably the best way out of it now, isn't it?
As soon as
you get your NCT, book the next one.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, as you're leaving with the pass.
Can you give me an appointment for 2 years' time, please? All right, listen, thanks very much indeed, David. Thanks for sharing the experience. I didn't realise that, of course. Yeah, I never thought about that because part of your insurance is your breakdown cover.
Hi, Niall. Just to say that with regard to the problem that you were addressing about the NCTs being done by independent garages, if independent garages are responsible for the work that they do, you don't get situations like that arising, because anything can then be traced directly back to the garage and to an actual individual mechanic if there's a problem in the future, or if there's a crash, or if there's something else.
Getcha, yeah, accountability.
Private companies are already testing roads or vehicles for our road. The DOE is done by private garages all over the country. I don't know why they won't do it for the NCT.
Well, the NCT is a private company. It's
Good morning, Niall. I've just booked my NCT for Nina just now, and I got the 16th of May at 8:30 in the morning.
Well, that's as bad as some people.
How are you doing? Good evening. It's Mick, the taxi man. No, my wife booked a car in there on Monday. And she's up in February the 20th, I think, as a date. And they actually gave her August. So she's going to be driving around for a couple of months with no NCT. And I know from experience, Niall, her own sister had a car a number of years back, and the car broke down outside the supermarket. And she rang the insurance company for the tow truck, and they informed her that the NCT wasn't valid because she was waiting on her test as well. And they wouldn't honour the tow truck because the insurance is null and void, even though she was still paying the premium. So you have to be very careful, Niall, but it's gone beyond the joke that
our NCT, isn't it?
It's crazy. I know taxi drivers who've put in for their NCT and they're just sending them down the country and everything. It's madness, like, you know, but...
Nutty.
They have a lot to answer for, Niall. You really, really, truly have, you know?
Yeah, they sure do.
Hi, Niall. Just on the NCT, I buy and sell a few cars, and I've been in the NCT centre 5 or 6 times in the last few months. Each time I've booked it through the priority booking. And when you arrive at the test centre, it's totally dead. There's no one there. 2 or 3 customers. And the last time I was there, the guy was ringing people who were due to come in later in the day to come in as soon as possible, basically so they can finish up a bit earlier. I think the NCT, for some reason, wants people to change how they book the cars, because it's crazy. You try and book an appointment, you get next June, you go in through the priority, and you have it in a week.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show.